Good morning. This is Sunday Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. I'm joined by Chaim Goodman-Strauss. Good morning, Chaim.
Good morning, Kyle.
Joining us from New Hampshire on the telephone, Peter Winkler, author of Mathematical Puzzles, A Connoisseur's Collection. Last week, you gave us a puzzle where Jan and Maria were young lovers who had met via the internet. And Jan had decided Maria was the one. And I don't think we specified that it was an engagement ring last week, but we assumed that. And is that, would that be a correct assumption, Peter Winkler?
A reasonable assumption,
okay.
Yes, indeed.
He wants to send Maria the ring, but there is a problem with that, and that's because of the country they live in. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
They live where?
In Kleptopia.
Kleptopia, where everything mailed gets stolen.
Unless locked up.
Unless it's locked up in a padlocked box, which would be a simple solution, except while Jan and Maria have several padlocked boxes they can send, they don't have each other's keys. So how can Jan send this ring to Maria?
He puts the ring inside a box,
mm-hmm.
and puts one of his padlocks on the box and mails it to Maria.
Right.
Okay? Maria can't open the box, of course, but what she does is she takes one of her own padlocks and affixes it to the same box.
Right. I guess there's more than one sort of loop to lock up, I guess.
So you imagine there's one place where you can hook a padlock or two through in order to close the box.
Mm-hmm.
And she adds her own padlock to the box and mails it back to Jan. Okay.
And
when Jan gets it, he removes his own lock and sends the box back to Maria.
And then she can open it up.
And then she can remove her lock and then open it up and get the ring.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully, after all that, Maria will accept the proposal.
We hope so. But I do want to add that when I presented this puzzle at the Gathering for Gardner last month, a second solution was proposed, which I like very much.
Okay.
And it goes like this. Jan finds a padlock, let's call it padlock A, whose key has a big hole in it. Or maybe he just drills a big hole in the key.
Okay.
He hooks the key onto the hasp of another padlock, padlock B.
Uh-huh.
And then, with the key on the hasp, he uses padlock B to lock a small empty box, which he mails to Maria.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So this small empty box has a padlock on it, and it has a key to another padlock hooked to the hasp of this padlock. Okay, now Jan allows time for that box to get there. Maybe he gets an email acknowledgement from Maria. And then he puts the ring into a box which is locked by padlock A.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when Maria gets box A, she picks up that whole first box and uses the key which is locked to the padlock's hasp to open the padlock to the second box.
That's what's to keep the kleptomaniacs from stealing the whole first box?
Well, the assumption has to be that they won't steal it if it's a locked box, and it is a locked box.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So so you said that you presented that at the Gathering for Gardner, which
mm-hmm.
I know because I was there as well. And so I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about that. That's a really fantastic, fantastic thing.
Oh, yes, it is. It's a meeting which is held every 2 or 3 years in Atlanta in honor of Martin Gardner, who for 30 years wrote the Mathematical Games column for Scientific American magazine. And I indeed many mathematics enthusiasts were brought up on Martin Gardner's wonderful columns.
I certainly was.
And the meeting is attended by mathematicians, puzzlists, and magicians from all over the world.
It's a really volatile, powerful mix, isn't it?
It's a wonderful mix, and it's even more fun than it sounds like it would be.
and what's really great is that you can have a puzzle like this, and as you say, there is a traditional answer, but that doesn't mean it's the only answer.
That's right.
All right, well, Peter Winkler, the book is Mathematical Puzzles, A Connoisseur's Collection. You can find it at Amazon.com and other places, and hopefully a second volume coming out later in 2006.
We'll be looking for
wonderful.
It.
All right. Thank you. Thanks. Very much.